Welcome in, everybody, to the VIP users group for today, September. What is today? I'm not even sure. Today is the 11th, 9/11. Happy birthday, Susie. On the Havel one, the second one that I got, the issue was when I hit the 1, 2, and 3 at the same time, it's supposed to go to the top of the element and say what it is. And same thing for 4, 5, and 6, go to the bottom and say what it is. Mine doesn't move at all. And I'm thinking, all right, am I supposed to hit the 7 along with the 1, 2, and 3? I haven't tried that yet, but that function is not working. But if I hit the H, the 1, 2, and 5, it goes out of whatever app I'm in and puts me on the home screen. So all the other ones seem to respond. So I'm not sure if I'm doing something wrong.
I think you hit the 7 and the 4, 5, 6. Then if you want to go the other end, you hit the 8 and the 1, 2, 3.
See, that was never said on the recording. It just said if you want to go to the top of wherever you're at, hit 1, 2, and 3 and 4, 5, and 6. So that might be what's going on.
Well, I had the same problem when I did 1, 2, 3. It didn't seem like maybe once it did do that correctly, but then after that, I couldn't get it to work again. I think it is the, 1, 2, 3. And then if you want to do something with the 7 or 8, you can go forward or backwards from that point.
Yeah. But I want to skip all that. I want to do app by app. I want to just go from the bottom to the top if I want to, and then, go from the top to the bottom. So I haven't really tried that. I'm wondering if the one time I got it to work, and I did get it to work one time, if I accidentally hit the 7 or the 8 when I was doing it.
Okay, here's a trial run. I'm going to hold the 7 down and hit 4, 5, 6. Well, they got to hold it.
3:01 p.m.
That's locked. Maybe I do. Let me unlock my phone. Now. I wonder if that's what it is. And now I'll try it.
And join channel.
Well, I'll try 8. All right. Who jinxed me? Hey, Hank. I'll be back. I got to check this out. Something's weird.
The other thing I'm wondering, Cheryl, is did you try, I think it might be like a long press. So if you press it and hold it down for like 2 seconds, rather than just pressing it and releasing it.
Yeah, I tried that and it would just sit there. It would make a noise, but it wouldn't do anything. Hey, Hank, thanks for coming.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. And what are you trying to do?
We're talking about the Havel, and I cannot get it to go from the bottom element to the top using the 1, 2, 3 or the 4, 5, and 6. And Terry was doing it. Now he's trying to investigate why it's not working on his.
So did you get yours somewhat fixed? Because I remember you were having issues. I thought there was a reset, but there wasn't. There was a switching from Android or iPhone. Did you send it back? Did you fix it?
I sent it back, got another one. And when I read the documentation, it says when you pair it to your phone, it automatically knows what you're using, whether it be Android or iPhone. So I thought, okay, well, that's not what's going on. So I did switch the keyboard so that I could lay it down on the table, because I'm not able to hold it the way everybody else is, because I just don't have the finger capacity to do that. So everything else seems to work except that 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6. Having any luck, Terry?
Sorry if I delay on responding. I got a wireless headset. I'm walking around taking my meds and stuff. 2, 2, 2. What does it do when you do those? Does it do anything? I don't remember if the demo said it told you it went to the top. Or maybe they're reversed. Maybe 4, 5, 6 to the top, 1, 2, 3 to the bottom, just because of the way you're holding it.
It doesn't do anything. It stays right on the exact app where I was.
They don't have any tech support of any kind, do they?
You know, I don't know. I haven't dived any further into the documentation than that one particular roadblock. And there's so much. You can do a lot with it. You can operate your entire
channel.
Hey, welcome in. You can do so much with it, but it's so much. So many commands to learn. Oh my gosh. There's some really good features on there. I like whenever you're playing audio or if it's yakking too much, you can just hit the one and shut it up. I love that. And then hit the one again and it resumes. That's pretty cool. It's got some really cool features in it.
Hey, Chris, Ann, how is yours working?
You have the Havel one there, Chris Ann?
No, I have a Bluetooth keyboard here that I'm trying to get to work. That's why I'm late. I've been playing with it, getting frustrated with it. No, I don't have the Havel one. Maybe I should.
You know, I have a Bluetooth keyboard and what's been going on with mine is it used to be able to type. And I would have it set to words, and when I'd hit the space bar, it would say the word that I just typed. Now it doesn't say anything, except when I go into editing mode, and if I hit the backspace, it will say the key that I'm deleting. But it's very frustrating not to hear what you're typing, because if you make a typo, you don't know it until you go back and reread it.
I was wrong. Can you imagine that? You don't hold a 7. You use 1, 2, 3 or 4, 5, 6 by themselves and hold all 3 down.
Well, then mine doesn't work.
Yeah, mine did that one time, and it hasn't done it. I haven't been able to get to do it again.
Now here it is. I'm going to do 1, 2, 3.
CCU,
that's my credit union. I'm going to hold 4, 5, 6. And I think ring is at the my ring doorbell is at the other end.
Dot, ring.
There's ring. It said ring, okay. I'm going to go back to the other end again.
CCU.
There's CCU. I'm going to hold a 7 and press 8. And it's going to go through them all.
App Store, 14 updates available. Dropbox folder, 2@, Facebook folder, 2@, grocery and shopping folder, 6, music folder, 2@, my messages folder, 2 apps.
Okay, now I'm going to hold 8 and go, I'm not up clear to the end, but I'm going to hold 8 and do, hit 7.
Music folder, 2@, grocery and shopping folder, Facebook folder, Dropbox folder, 2@, App Store, 14, CCU.
They're not back at the end again, but seems to be doing what it's supposed to. I don't know why it almost sounds like a setting thing.
It's possible. Now, question, you said you're holding 1, 2, 3 and then 4, 5, 6. And what do you mean by hold? Are you just doing press, release? I know all 3 at the same time. Or are you, like, you know, pressing and holding it until it talks?
He's pressing and holding all 3 at the same time until it talks.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I wonder what in settings it could be that would inhibit that.
As far as the 1, 2, 3, there shouldn't be any settings on the iPhone. It must be a Havel setting. But that's supposed to work by default. Do they have a customer service number you can call instead of just looking up documentation?
That's what I was just going to say.
Well, is somebody able to kind of Google that?
No, let me try it.
I think the headquarters is in, like, the Netherlands or something. I'm not sure we have access to that country. We have to end up emailing them.
We're going to be getting company in a few minutes, so as soon as she shows up, I'll have to leave.
Well, I appreciate you coming in anyway, Mara. If you have to leave, that's fine. You know, we're just, it's an open discussion. I did want to kind of broach the new iPhone 16s that are coming out. I'm probably going to end up getting one because the iPhone that I have the 14 Pro. It's kind of exhibiting some behavior I'm not real happy with. So it's probably going to be February, end of February, beginning of March of next year before I get real serious about taking the plunge. But I think I'm headed in that direction. The only concern that I have, I mean, I like the fact that I'm going to be going for the Pro because even though I don't use the LiDAR that much, I want to have it available to me. And then the camera, I think the 16 Pro is something like a 48 megapixel camera. And to me, if the better the resolution, the better the results on scanning documentation and being my eyes and AI, seeing AI, everything like that. Maybe even the color detector will even work better.
I just wondered how much bigger that phone is because, you know, I carry a fairly good sized purse, but yet I don't. I mean, the phone, the 13 that I have now fits in it just fine. But that's what I worry about is if I can see where these phones are kind of getting bigger to accommodate the camera and give you a bigger screen and all that kind of stuff. But I wouldn't want it to be too big and too heavy.
Well, I've got the 14 Pro and it's a fairly good size screen. Not really sure. I think it's 5.9 or something. I think the 16 Pro is something like 6.3. I think the Pro, the regular 16 is 16.1 and the 6.1 and then the Pro Max is 6.9, I believe. I have not heard the weight. I know the 14 Pro has a little bit of weight to it.
Yeah, with the titanium and stuff. You probably would need a new case, but I don't think it's going to be too much bigger. During the keynote, they were talking about somehow they extended the bezel or the screen to get closer to the edge of the phone. So it might be a bigger screen, but the phone itself, I think it's going to be a little bit bigger, but not by much.
Yeah, that was my understanding, too. I just don't want it to weigh too much more because it's heavy enough as it is. I wonder how thick it is. It's a little thicker than I would like it to be.
So what are the features that you would, I didn't listen to the Apple thing the other day, but what are the features that you would not have? I know the LiDAR and, you know, and some of that, but what would you not have if you just got a regular, like right now I have just the 13, regular 13, if you just went and got the 16?
A lot of the AI features are not going to be available in the regular 16, so that as they roll out the AI features, it's going to be more prevalent on the Pros as opposed to the regular. That plus, I'm not sure they're gonna have a camera button on the side of the phone. I'm not sure if that's gonna come with the 16 or not, and I'm not sure I'm gonna like that. So I'm gonna actually have to go into the Apple store and look at it before I buy it.
So that's the Apple AI features, but you would still be able to use the ones like that we use now, the Be My AI and and things like that if you didn't use the Apple ones.
True. This is very true. So I don't think there'd be a whole lot available that's not going to be available on the 16 that will be available on the 16 Pro.
Yeah, I think most of it's going to be available on both. The thing that Apple Intelligence can do that the other ones can't, only because it's based. If I have one example, and I'm sure you could do it with other things, calendars. Say you took a picture 2 years ago and like say, well, sure, she took it of her horse, you know. Pictures of confetti 2 years ago, it'll automatically find it. Or she could even say, send, you know, Hank, a picture of me and confetti from 2 years ago, and she'll go find it and text message it to me without her having to go into her camera roll. And I had another example of something different, but let me think.
Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy stuff you're going to be able to do with it. But the main thing is, to me, the better the camera, the better the results on, you know, like when I'm reading mail, taking pictures of my environment. If that, I get a better camera, I'm thinking that that's going to be with Ira, you know, because a lot of times they say, can I turn on your flashlight? Because I can't really see, you know, what I'm looking at. So they're always having to do that. So I'm hoping that that will be a better experience for the Ira agent. And I use them a lot.
Yeah, that would be nice. Another thing you can do with the new Apple Intelligence, I don't know if it's only the Pro, because there were a few things that only on the Pro, not the 16, is say you're walking in, you know, if you're using Voice Vista or something, and you're walking past a restaurant, it says you could take a picture of the front of the restaurant, you know, I guess it'll see the sign and everything, and then it'll pull up their hours, the address, a link to, you know, to look up the menu, stuff like that. I guess whatever the, but it'll just by its picture of the front of the restaurant, it could pull up a whole bunch of information.
Yeah, that sounds pretty neat. Okay, I had the room muted because I was looking up Able One information. I didn't find the phone number, but I found a place where you could type a question and they get back to you. And they have all kinds of software. They got a software update and where you can check for updates. They got manuals and starting guides and all that. I'm going to put it in the link in the window here so everybody can have it. Might be helpful.
So how do you get the update? Do you have to do it through your iPhone? I mean, I don't understand how that even works. Because doesn't it have to get it from the web somehow? I guess does it go through your iPhone to do that? Another thing, I'm switching gears here pretty quick. If you take a picture with the new iPhone and it's of a dog, you can ask it what breed the dog is, or a cat, or, you know, anything like that. Or a plant, you can ask what kind of plant is that? Or you can take a picture of something and get recipes from there. I mean, it's just, it's pretty incredible I don't know if it's going to be how accessible that kind of feature is going to be.
I think I found the same website. You could chat with them or send them an email, and there is software, but I guess you would have to go through Safari. I'm on my computer, and they're click on the link for software update, but there should be a way to go through the Able to get to software update. Another thing that you could do with it, I don't see it really happening for us, but you never know. You could take a picture of a flyer and say if it's of a concert or something. It'll read what the flyer says and stuff, and you can just tell it, you know, tells you the date and time. You can add it to your calendar, and it'll put in the name of the concert, the time, the address, all in your calendar just by telling it to add it to your calendar.
Yeah, it sounds like you're on the same page. Yeah, I don't know. I imagine you're right. It has to open it in Safari or something. I'm not sure how that works. There's a startup guide and there's a manual and all that stuff there too. was waiting for nobody was talking before I send this out to the room, because sometimes it covers up everybody. So I'm going to send that link right now.
Okay, that sounds... And, okay, I don't know how to copy that. Can you copy that from a message?
Yep. You have to tab over. Oh, are you on? I don't know if you're on your phone. On the computer, because we're on Team Talk. Well, it's good to be on your phone. I normally tab over to history, go to the bottom, and then you would select line. Or after his name, you could do copy to end if nobody else is. I don't know. People are coming in and out. You have to select the line and copy it. I can email it to you as well if you want.
It says channel, tab to channel messages, and it should be in there.
No, I don't know how to get to it. Like, I opened the chat, but there's nothing there.
And you're on your computer, right, Cheryl?
Yeah.
Then you have to go down to the bottom of the page. The bottom is where the link is. Well, it's not a link. You just got to copy it.
You hit enter on chat and go to the bottom of the page?
Just tab the chat tab, and then you should, let me see. Channel messages tab, once past that, and it'll say channel messages. And then go down to the bottom and arrow up and say Terry, and then come back down, and the address will be right there.
I sent in a private message as well. Yeah, you just tab past your volume, your mic volume. Chat tab, then it's history, that's where you would go in, and then the next one's edit, and that's where you type to into the room. And if you don't see those at all, press F10. At least that used to work. I don't know if it does with the new Team Talk.
Okay, I've never done that before, but I got it from your message, Hank. Thanks.
I messaged a friend about, you were talking about dropping a pin or a beacon when you park your car. She hasn't responded, though. And I hardly ever use Apple Maps or any of those devices in a while, because in most places I go nowadays, I know where I'm going. But I think on the maps it was called Man Overboard. Sorry, I just switched subject, didn't I, without asking.
I didn't hear that. I was copying that link over to WordPad, and then I'm thinking I don't have I don't know if I can do that on my computer, but I'm gonna try.
You can look it up with that link. I don't think you'll be able to do the update unless your Havel is connected to your computer, which I don't think it is. But at least you can look into it, and then you might have to. Maybe you could put that link in Dropbox and then go into the Dropbox and get that link with your phone and then look for your updates that way.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Thanks. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think what the new iPod, iWatch is been updated. Does anybody have an iWatch thinking about getting a new one? Parker, I know you have one.
I'm trying to get the key. Yeah, I've got one. I think mine's an 8, I think.
I think the next one is Series 10.
Yep, that's the one coming out as a 10. I don't have one. Part of me is curious. There's certain things I'd like to be able to do with it. I don't know how much I would use it, because I don't use the iPad as much as I thought I was going to. And I don't wear jewelry. I know watch is different than just jewelry, but I haven't worn rings or necklaces or bracelets in like 30 years. So I don't know how accustomed I could become to having something on my wrist.
Oh, I have one largely because my daughter Nora wanted me to have it in case I fall. Because it is programmed to call her if I fall.
Well, that is a really good reason to have it, and I like that idea. I'm not accustomed to wearing anything either, so I'm not sure how much I would get out of an iWatch.
It will call her, because I dropped it one time when I was putting it on, and it called her when I dropped it.
I wonder if I should get my mom one, because I was thinking about giving her my old phone. I know it's an old phone. And he said, why would you give her the old one? Because she does nothing but phone calls. She's not going to use any apps, or she might be able to text message. But with the watch, for that reason, because I was looking into, what they call it, Life Alert. Yeah, they want like 120, I think it was 120 bucks a month. You know, in 3 months, the Apple Watch will have paid for itself. I could probably get the cell one. She could probably Bluetooth it to her hearing aids, and then she can make phone calls with it and answer, and, you know, just have a watch for safety reasons and her heart rate and all kinds of stuff.
It does a lot. Even sleep apnea, it will detect that. The thing of it is, I think she may need an iPhone to go with it, because it doesn't it work in conjunction with the iPhone? There, Parker.
Yeah, I thought that sleep apnea thing was kind of neat too. By the way, I just put a shortcut in the VIP box. It says Hable One updates and manuals. So just enter on that, and it'll take you right to that page.
Yeah, I believe it does work in conjunction with the phone.
Well, there's two versions of the Apple Watch. There's the one that for just Wi-Fi, and I believe there's a cellular version too that you can use independent of your phone. So, like, if you want to go for, well, on ticket-sided people, where it's like, I get this example, if you want, well, we can go for a walk or a run or whatever, and you want to leave your phone at home because you know, you're wearing workout shorts or whatever, you could still make phone calls and stuff with the cellular version of the watch.
Well, you know, that might be really good for her if she wear it, depending on if it's not real heavy and she can Bluetooth it to her hearing aids. That would be something to look into.
The only complaint I have about the watch is it yaps too much. You know, you turn voiceover on, you brush it against something, or you brush it against your sleeve on your shirt, it'll start yapping.
And she can see, though. I don't think she'd be using voiceover, right?
Yeah, if you weren't wearing a sleeve, you'd probably be all right. Except when you brush it against something, it will start yapping.
Correct. She does have sight. It's not great, but, you know, then you can always just enlarge the font or whatever. And I wonder if there's a setting, because iPhone has so many settings, or I'm sure the Apple Watches too, if there's a way to set the sensitivity on your watch so it doesn't yap so much. For example, like on my iPhone, I know it's a different scenario, but you have raised to wake. It used to drive me nuts because my phone would be sitting on my desk and I get up to, like, leave the house or go into the other part of the house, just by picking it up, wakes up and starts yapping. Or sometimes just even in my pocket, running up the stairs, it thinks I'm waking it up, and all I'm doing is running up the stairs with a phone in my pocket.
Let's put it this way. It might have those settings, but I haven't seen them. But they could be there, and I just haven't seen them.
Do you have an Apple store in your area?
Which one of us are you talking to?
Hank?
Yep, I got one close by. They put one in a humongous monstrosity of a mall that they put in town. Well, they put in a mall, I don't know. But yeah, there's an Apple store in there, not even 5 miles from me.
And go over there and say, and give them the, you know, tell them what you're looking for, and that might be an option.
The other thing I was thinking, I saved some money. Instead of getting the cellular service and another plan for the, oh, I guess I'd have to get a plan either way, is if I give her my old phone, although it is old, I don't know how it would react with a new watch, she could still, you know, have it connected to her phone. But yeah, there's a couple options there.
Anybody else have any questions, comments, advice, tips, tricks, anything?
I got a suggestion for you, Cheryl. You might want to make yourself a note somewhere when you have this thing to send out a reminder, because you didn't send one out today.
I knew I was going to get dinged for that, but honestly, I was very busy today trying to get my computer to work because they wanted me to work this morning. I never could get it to load. Then my sister called. I was on the phone until just 2 minutes to one. I had a class. I ate lunch. So it's like, it's about quarter till I'm going, I forgot to send the reminder out. So yeah, I was like, I did fall off the wagon on that one.
She had a boarding day, Parker.
Barry is working on something for the site that will be helpful to you. And that is, he's working on an automatic way of sending out notices for various events that we can have to have the site send them out, which will probably help you.
That would. And I had, you know, at breakfast this morning, I told Wayne, I said, I got to send out my reminder for iClass today. And that's when my boss sent me. It just went all downhill from there.
Well, I did send one out, but we're kind of walking a pretty thin line when we do that.
Well, I appreciate that, but, you know, it's my responsibility, and I, you know, fell off the wagon on that. Sorry.
Hey, I never forget. Ha ha ha.
We'll forgive you, Cheryl. Just don't let it happen again.
Well, in 2 weeks, I'm going to not be here, so Mar has graciously agreed to step in for me, and Hank, I think if he is available, is going to help out as well, so I have that covered.
You're going to be flapping your arms furiously and flying away, huh?
Exactly. So about the time we have this meeting, I should be almost to Talladega.
Hope her arms don't get too tired, man.
I just flew in from Jacksonville, and boy, are my arms tired.
Exactly.
I had the experience last week, which I don't do that often, so I was not real confident how it was going to work, but I was on the phone call with someone and having to, I think, go into my messages app or one of my other apps while I was on the phone. And I was afraid the call would drop, and it didn't. But that's something that always gets me when, if you want to do something like that. And the other thing that I just thought of now is, one of my friends asked me, if you get a message and delete it, you can go back and find it. But if you get a text and delete it, can you go back and retrieve old texts?
Yes, you can, because I had deleted a text in the Messages app, and I didn't mean to. So you go into Messages and under Edit, and then keep swiping, and you'll see deleted. And then you can look for it in there and double tap on the message that you delete, and it will give you the option to put it back in your messages. So I was so happy to see that. I didn't even know that was even an option. And also, if you're on the phone, and you get out of your phone app for some reason, and you need to get back to the call, you go up to your status bar, and it'll say ongoing call, and you can double tap there and get back into your phone call. So if you needed to press a number to do something.
Yeah, because I know I have this one friend that I can be talking on the phone, and she is sighted. And I can be talking on the phone to her, and we'll talk about something, and she'll say, well, let me look that up. And she jumps over to Google or something else, and I'm thinking, there's got to be a way to do that. And then there was a situation where I needed to do that while I was on a call with somebody to go look at something else. And I did. I found that going on the top there and double tapping. It said phone call with so-and-so. But makes you nervous that, especially if you're calling a business, and if the call drops and then you don't get the same person or you get put on hold, That's what it was with me last week. I was put on hold for 25 minutes or a half hour, and I thought, if this call drops and I have to do this again, I'm going to be angry.
Oh, I hate that when you have to start all over again. That sounds like the easier way. Sometimes what I do, I think I do, because I'm just so automatic on some things. I think you can do app switcher and get back to your phone call as well. But if you're on the phone, even if you're looking up a document, say you have to go over to your email and look something up to tell them, unless you have to push buttons, you could still keep talking. You don't have to actually go back to the phone call to continue talking. Unless, again, you need to push buttons for some reason.
Yeah, thanks for that hint, Cheryl. I never knew that you could do that. I did the way Hank was talking. I always went in the app switcher to go back, reopen the program.
Yeah, I'm hesitant to get companies to call me back because a lot of times when they call you back, they'll say, press 1 to accept the call. And a lot of times I'm not getting there before. And when I do get there, I hit the 1, but nothing happens. So I think they've kind of fixed that. I don't think that happens anymore, but I'm still leery of doing that.
The company never calls me back because I did that for something last week too, and I never got callbacks. doesn't happen.
Well, I did. You know how back you should have to wait on the airlines to call you back, and it could be a long time. So one time the airline did call me back. Hey, and I couldn't get to the number. And when I did, it wouldn't activate. So I was so aggravated.
The other thing I have trouble with too is if I don't have my phone right by me and it rings and it only says who's calling once. And I have, you know, a couple friends who have very short names and it goes by very quickly and I don't hear it. And you do want to know, is this a call that I'm going to want to answer or not? And I did try it the other day where I grabbed it before it stopped ringing. And I think I was able to swipe to the left where it repeated. I think that's what I did.
Look who rejoined us. Welcome back, Mark.
Yep, glad you can rejoin us, Mark. Well, you know, I've noticed that a lot of times when a phone's ringing and I hit the up arrow or the down arrow, volume up or volume down, it stops the ringing, but it's still ringing on their end, or they think I'm, you know, and then it shuts that up part up so that you can use VoiceOver to flick back and see the name, and you'll see waiting. So they're still waiting. The new feature is if they're leaving a voicemail and they're waiting, you can still answer the phone even while they're leaving a voicemail. I think that is just amazing.
Oh, I got the key. Shoot, what was I going to say? One, the feature with the deleted text messages, I think that's cool. I'll have to check. I don't think I can do that on my phone, but I have an 8 and a iOS 16. Yeah, that's what I do is swipe to the left to see who's calling. And you're correct. Volume up or volume down just shuts off the ringer, but it's still ringing. I believe if you hit the power button while it's ringing, it sends it straight to voicemail. So it does stop ringing, but it goes to voicemail.
Yeah, I think I usually hit the volume button and it does the same thing, sends it to voicemail.
I forget to do that. Most of the time it's people that I don't want to talk to or that won't leave a message because they're trying to sell me something. So I just let it go to voicemail, but they hang up before it gets there.
How many people do you know that do not listen to their messages? I know so many people that you call and you leave them a message, and they call back and they'll say, what did you want? Well, I left you a message. Oh, I never listened to my messages.
I am kind of guilty about that. I mean, I do once in a while. It's like, okay, well, I never know. And my phone doesn't always alert me that I have a voice message until much, much, much later. And I'm going, why is that happening? And then I want to go back and listen to it. And I go, oh, I'm just now getting this.
That was an item in, I think, a Kim Komando newsletter. Yet, yes, people do not listen to voicemail. People do not even leave voicemails. I know mine. It takes a while before I get that notification that there is a voicemail. So, yeah, there is something weird with that. Yeah.
I've got a weird one. I've got a guy that's I guess he's a congressman or something from New York State. And he was always leaving me messages wanting me to join their conference online or whatever. And I deleted it, the voicemail. I deleted my deleted voicemails. But it still keeps popping up. I can't seem to get rid of the guy. Do I shoot him or what?
I'm not going to be responsible for advising you on that one, Terry. But, yeah, I still have unread email voicemails in my box. And once in a while, I need to go and clear them out. But they always go into the deleted file. Even though you delete the deleted file, they're still there somewhere in the cloud.
I've got one just like that, too, and that I thought I deleted. And every time I ask Siri to play voicemail, she always plays that, and I can't get rid of it.
Yeah, it tells me I have one voicemail, and it'll pop that same one. And this was back at the beginning of August, and it's still there. And I've deleted my deleted voicemails and everything, and it keeps popping up.
I wonder once you've listened to it, it shouldn't say, if you say, read unread voicemail, it shouldn't play that again if you've already listened to it.
Well, it'll play it again, even if I have listened to it. It doesn't matter.
Mine calls it a saved voicemail. Well, at one point, I did save it, but then I deleted it. But it still has it as a saved voicemail. I just can't get rid of the darn thing.
How do you save a voicemail?
You send it to delete, but then you don't go in and delete it in the deleted messages. You just leave it, and it's considered a saved voicemail.
You delete it, and it puts it in deleted messages, and it considers it to be a saved voicemail?
Yeah, here's mine. Watch this. Do I have any voicemail?
You have one new voicemail and three saved voicemails. The new one is from +1 716 262 9559 on August 27th, 2024 at 7:35 p.m.
See, that's it.
Can you tell her to delete it?
No, I've tried it. She can't delete stuff.
Go into your settings under your phone, under voicemail, and see if there's something in there.
Yeah, because usually after you've played it and you keep swiping to the right and it has the transcription where you can read it in text format, and then you keep going and there is a delete button there. And when I hit that, as far as I know, it's gone. Now, I've never looked in deleted messages for voicemails. How do you get to that?
Go down to your tabs of your voicemail tab, and then when you go up back, select voicemail, and then when you go back up to the top to look at them, it'll show you it'll actually say deleted messages. And then you can tap on that and go in there if you want to.
So basically, you can delete, but you can't delete.
That's about it.
Well, you're supposed to be able to go into that deleted messages, and there's a clear all tab, or clear all choice. And, you know, I've hit that, but it's not deleting it.
I agree. You should be able to do everything you guys are saying, that once you delete it, it goes and deleted. And I wonder if this have you ever pinned this person as a favorite or something like that? Or maybe they're looking at them as a pinned person or a favorite person, so putting some priority on it. But like Cheryl said, maybe look into the phone settings under settings and maybe something in there. Because I know like text messages, you could tell them to save it for 30 days or a year. I don't remember if voicemail has anything like that. I had something else, but I forgot.
Okay, I'm going to excuse myself while I'm thinking about it. I'm going to go do that right now. So thank you, Cheryl. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Parker. Glad you could come.
Oh, I was also going to suggest, that's the other thing I was going to say, is once you delete it, just reboot your phone. Sometimes that'll clear the cache. Maybe it's stuck in the cache somewhere.
Oh, that's a good point there. Try that, Terry. Once you delete it, clear the cache from your phone and then try to find it.
Yeah, I'll suggest that to Parker, too, because I'm sure I'll be talking to him soon. I always do. I don't know how I get hooked up talking to that dude, but I do.
Yeah, anybody else have anything they'd like to talk about? We got 10 minutes left.
Not really. The only one, and one of the reasons I want to update my phone, does anybody ever get somebody, hey, I called you and whatever, and you don't get the call? Or even text messages sometimes. Some people say they call me, and I'll go through the history, and it's like, nope, there's nothing here.
Are they getting through to your voicemail? Do they say that they can call it, but if your voicemail doesn't pick up, maybe the call's not going through somehow?
Yeah, it might be on their end. It should show up in your missed calls.
Yeah, unfortunately, one of the people that it's happened with, it's not all the time, so it's not like Tommy who blocked me by accident, even though he unblocked me, and it's still certain messages that won't go through. Like some will, and then he'll send me two more, and I never get them. But the other one that calls me is FaceTime, so that never goes to voicemail, unless they change that, but I don't believe FaceTime audio calls will go to voicemail.
Try going into that particular contact and see if you have them muted. Sometimes if you, and I had this problem when I accidentally muted Karen one time and I wasn't getting her text or her calls or anything like that because it was muted and I didn't realize it.
Yeah, I'll try again in case, just like we were talking about residual footprints. Because Tommy, I actually deleted his whole text thread. I went into contacts, deleted his contact altogether, and then put him in fresh just to make sure, you know. But again, if there was like a muted or blocked thing, that might still be stuck somewhere. So I'll check that just to be sure.
Anybody else? Any comments? Well, I'm going to be looking into the Havel one. I think I'm going to follow up on that support thing. That would, if it's an update that this particular unit needs, I'll let you know if that helps. I guess we'll go ahead and call it for today. I do appreciate everybody for coming in and joining us on VIP iPhone Discussion Group. This was a really good day. It went really fast. So everybody have a great 2 weeks. And Mar and Hank, we'll see you on the next time.